want to know, when are we going to do the big... Wait,
don't start. Yeah, let's kind of...
Well, I haven't started the broadcast yet.
I know. Let's not lead in with the big news. Let's
Well, of course not.
I think we should make people wait till 9.
At the very end. We'll tease it the whole time. We got really big news standing by, coming up next. Really big news. But first.
After commercial break.
And then at the end, we're like, okay, good night, everybody. And everybody's like, what?
I like this plan.
Do you suffer from low testosterone? Enter in promo code SQUIRREL. Oh, God. Why don't we have promo codes?
Because we don't promo anything.
We should have a promo code.
Go to our Facebook and type in pound SQUIRREL. All right, time to start.
Okay.
Yep. I'm starting the broadcast. And we're going.
We're live. Hello, Internet!
It is. It is the Internet.
Al Gore's
Internet.
And it's China. Hello, China.
In China.
Morning. People are going to work. That's got to be what it is.
I wonder what time it is in China right now. It's actually tomorrow in China.
Do we have any people listening from North Korea?
It's tomorrow morning. I bet.
They don't have radios in North Korea.
I have never seen North Korea in the... I've seen South Korea in the
specifically banned by Dear Leader.
By the way, anyone who's listening in North Korea, I am currently drinking beer made from snow.
Oh, that was funny.
They shot all the birds.
That actually was somebody's goofy, like, spoof video.
It was not an actual North Korea propaganda film,
no,
or was it just a goofy voiceover?
Yeah, it was not an actual North Korea propaganda film. It was just, it was something somebody made.
That makes me so sad.
I know.
They did such a good job at making it horrible.
Beard, I have bad news for you.
What's that?
FPS Russia really isn't Russian.
Well, you know what? I'm going to fucking tell the Easter Bunny you're not going to touch eggs. No eggs for Jay.
Nope.
No. At least, like, if you're not driving in a long car ride with him.
Ooh. Well, anyway.
Roll down the window.
It's Thursday night.
Yes, it is. Tomorrow's Friday.
We know where we are.
February 17th. 2027.
It's Pi Day.
That's right. It is. It's Pi Day. I tell you what, let me go ahead and play the music and get that out of the way.
Music.
I have music, I think.
Wait for it. For those who are waiting for pure gun geekery, the car PM45 has a Pi length barrel.
Why am I not hearing the audio?
I don't know, Alan. You're in charge of that whole thing, aren't you?
Yeah, I figured it out.
Okay.
Kind of Alan.
Push the button, Alan. Yeah, make the music go.
I got to do the sound thing. There we go. All right, that's better. It's Thursday, March 14th. 2013, and it's Pi Day, 3.14. Happy Pi Day, everybody.
That's the calling question tonight. We're going to ask everybody what your favorite pie is when you call in, along with, you know, talking about all the topics that we have and our big news that we'll get to
in a little
sometime this hour.
That's right.
Big
really,
news.
Really big news.
Yeah.
Like world changing.
Bigger than the Segway.
That's right.
Bigger than
the Segway. It is bigger than the Segway. Wow! Remember how much what a flop that was.
I think before the big news, you have to play the music again.
I'll do like the the breaking news. I got a breaking news thing that's different.
I was hoping you'd have music.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Like yeah. The tick, 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 tick.
Well,
sound.
I have this.
No, don't play it yet. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
well, we're not there yet.
Oh, okay. Well, which one do you want to see? Okay, because I have this.
Play them both. It's big news. Play them both. There you go.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I like that one.
It's almost like we're professional.
Almost. But not quite.
We should even have business cards.
We do.
Oh, by the way, we got an extra nice shout out from, as Miguel calls him, Chester, over at the Road Gunner podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's a listener.
Oh.
I thought that was awesome.
Hello, Chester.
Chester should call in, damn it.
Yeah, everybody should call in.
Hello, podcaster.
What was said? I need to know now.
Oh no, he's just he's a listener, a fan. We were talking. I was talking to him about one of the he was debating with an auntie, and specifically this anti-gun guy was saying we need to have more Big Brother in our lives because I don't trust anybody. And I'm like, if you don't trust anybody, why do you trust Big Brother?
Yeah, no kidding.
Big Brother is made of people.
Special people.
Oh dear.
Special people who think hollow point bullets are armor piercing.
Oh, I like Feinstein's imploding bullet.
Yeah, what was that?
I want some of those. Damn it.
Ooh, is it a FOAB bullet?
I don't know, but they're imploding bullets. I want some.
Imploding.
Apparently they're TARDIS bullets.
Yeah, they're bigger on the
inside.
Actually, I don't want imploding bullets. You don't want to shoot somebody with a 9mm and have it suck up to a 22.
Yeah, but think of the conservation of the of momentum that would happen when that. Right. I mean, that
yeah, you'd have 100.
Well, except for if it's an imploding bullet, then it weighs the same. It's just smaller.
Exactly.
So you would get better penetration because the drag coefficient would go down, but not as good because not 45.
Well, and
say penetration again.
Penetration.
Okay. Hey, we've already got a caller that's not MDev. Oh.
Wow. Sweet. Okay.
Because we have MDev too, but I
somebody
always
wants
leave
to talk
him,
about pie.
I leave him sitting there for a while because he just wants to listen.
He likes to watch.
And it's area code 661. Hello.
What's the bullet with supernova?
Supernova bullet.
Big bada boom.
Here we go.
Well, yeah, it's like
Feinstein. There's supernova.
Who's calling?
This is Ron Larimer.
Oh, hello, Ron.
Hey! I know that guy. Well, another cool podcaster.
What's your what's your favorite pie? For pie
my
day.
Favorite pie, it's got to be pizza. I'm not much of a sweet eater.
Ah, pizza pie.
Pizza pie. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Pizza. That was my pie.
Jay blogged that a little while ago.
Huh.
Pizza pie. Awesome. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've been trying for weeks to get to dial into you guys, but it just hasn't happened. Today I was actually able to do it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling.
Hey, Ron, do you have any magazines in stock?
Do I have what?
Do you have any magazines in stock?
No. Yeah, no. Those are absolutely impossible to find right now. I got some Glock 40 magazine the other day, and you know, those went pretty quick.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Ron runs the Balloon Goes Up store and blog and podcast and all that. Go over there. It's all good stuff. Pure quality.
Right. Yep.
Awesome.
Ron, do you have any TSA legal knives?
I couldn't hear you.
Oh.
Okay. Do you have any TSA legal knives? You still can't hear me.
We're losing him.
No, that's, it sounds
that's
like
Alan's
talk
fault.
Underwater.
I need to get a TSA legal knife, actually. I would like people to send me suggestions for a TSA legal knife because I'm going to be flying soon when I go to the NRA convention. And, you know, I like I would like to give the TSA a hard time as much as possible.
The little Swiss Army knife. They're the heck. Oh, crap. I don't remember the model. The little teeny tiny one. They're like $10. And if they decide that it's too much knife for you to handle, you know, you're not out that much.
Yeah. Okay.
I think like a Leatherman Skeletool tool also works because I don't think those knives are locking. And they're like skinny and
shit. I think it'd be neat to get like a big 8-inch folder, a gigantic knife, and take it to the bench grinder and pull it down to under 2-inch blades.
Awesome.
That would be pretty awesome. Like, actually, I get one that's like 2 inches wide, too, and grind it down.
Wow.
So it's just this little skinny toothpick. But make sure it does not have a molded handle, which I think apparently means anything we don't like.
It's got a pistol grip on it.
Shoulder thing that goes up.
Yeah, I'm still not sure what a molded handle is.
They aren't either.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just making shit up. I mean, really.
I guess a molded handle's like imploding bullets.
Oh,
would it be legal if you broke the liner lock off?
Hide it out with vice grip.
Yeah, just snap the leaf spring out. That'd be awesome. Hey, Ron, are you going to the NRA convention?
Right now it doesn't look like it. A little bit busy here on the home front.
Well, if you need a hotel room to stay, my roommate bailed. So, that's a squirrel report request. Is who wants to sleep with Weird Beard?
Wow. He's gentle and furry.
I like to snuggle.
TMI, man.
What? You don't like to snuggle?
I still think the most frightening thing ever was ambulance driver and Matt G in the king size bed.
Oh,
on my eyes out after that.
What?
Do they only have one bed in that room? I never saw inside the room.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes, they did.
Really? Kelly's not a small guy, and neither is Matt.
Neither is Matt.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's king size. It can be fucking emperor sized.
Wow.
That still amounts to me and you, Jay, sleeping in a twin.
Oh my goodness.
Or a Corolla.
Well, we've done that.
We were spooning, not sleeping. I mean,
I meant sleeping by meaning having sex.
Hey, the rest area counts.
That's right. That's what rest areas are for. It's not resting, it's sleeping.
It's fucking. Come on.
we're all friends here.
Well, hey, thanks for calling, Ron. And that's
sorry that's, the conversation.
Sorry, it went off the rails. But Ron, like Weird said, Ron is the guy from Balloon Goes Up, the blog podcast stuff store extraordinaire. And thanks for calling.
Thank you. No problem.
Bye. Yeah, we got more people calling.
Oh, good.
I know. We got two people from area code 901, so.
Odd.
Yeah, I know. This is area code. This is the one person from area code 901. Hello.
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 It's Bonnie.
Hi.
Hey, Bonnie.
Yeah. How are you?
Good. What's your favorite pie?
Do what?
What's your favorite pie?
I have to go with pumpkin, and I can't eat it anymore, so I'm sad.
Oh, that is sad. I'm sorry.
That's Brita's favorite pie, too.
I can't eat any pie or bread or cheese or anything. Like
no cheese?
Today's
did you just say
day.
No cheese?
No cheese. I think I'm going to die.
I would die.
You just go ahead and end it. Why? I mean, without cheese.
It's the medicine I'm on for the Lyme. I finally started my treatment protocol today.
Bravo. So, finally. Good.
I know. I posted a vlog about it on my website, so you don't want to look at it. I talked for 13 minutes about it, so I'm not going to talk about it here. But I can't eat the pie, but my favorite is pumpkin.
Excellent. I was just, you know, we were discussing, Mike and I were discussing the pie thing, and I said, you know, you can technically make a pumpkin pie without a crust.
It's just a baked custard.
So, but you know, then you have the whole sugar issue. So I don't know.
Yeah. No custard. I eat eggs, so I can have eggs.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this will work. Giving up cheese. I said, hopefully your treatment will work. Giving up cheese.
I know, right? I'm so pissed. I'm stepping myself off of cheese because I think I will go into withdrawal and kill somebody if I have to just stop eating cheese.
I would. That's like the majority of my diet. I don't know what I'd eat if I didn't eat cheese.
Yeah. It, life without cheese is not worth living.
Aw. Well,
I know. I'm so sad. But it's the first step to a better life, so I'm going with it.
You'll be able to eat cheese again someday, though, right? I mean, this isn't like maybe forever.
I hope so. I hope that I can. I hope it's within the next year.
Okay.
That's my goal. So, but this is also why I can't travel for the NRA convention, is because I have to pay for this treatment and I can't travel at all while I'm on the medication that I'm on. So,
Well, Indianapolis is next year, so.
I know. So I'm looking forward to that. I will hopefully be coming to the one next year, but this year it can't happen. But
we will meet someday.
I can have bacon.
So. Oh, well, there you go. Okay. And all is not lost. Awesome.
I can have any meat, and I can have any vegetable except corn or potatoes.
Oh.
Well, hey.
Brussels sprouts.
I'm good.
No cheese.
No cheese.
Yeah, exactly. No corn, no potatoes, no cheese, no fruit. I can't have any fruit.
Oh.
I'm like, really? No dairy? Really? So
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, Bonnie, if you could find your way down to Houston, I have a room you can stay in, and remember, I'm a doctor.
Nice.
Bonnie did call in to talk about something.
Yeah, I was going to call in to talk about how much I hate teachers who will fucking report a Pop-Tart as a gun. Because I didn't get to talk about that last week. I'm so pissed about that stupid shit. Like, really? Really? The fucking Pop-Tart. Anyway,
sorry. Grief counselors are available.
And it's,
shut up, Rita. I hate you.
And it's L-shaped.
I see the STs in the chat.
Oh. Brita is,
I can see the chat, Brita.
I'm sorry. I had mashed cauliflower. Mashed cauliflower, because I'm on a low-carb thing right now. And I had mashed cauliflower.
You hate cauliflower.
And I hate cauliflower, but I added a lot of garlic and like green onions and black pepper. I put cheese on it, but you could feasibly do it without cheese. I don't see why, you know.
So basically,
it was not terrible.
If you completely cover up the taste of the cauliflower, it's not horrible, right?
Yes, I like it.
Like a rice cake.
Yeah.
Brita, just have more roasted Brussels sprouts because they're yummy.
Yeah, those are good.
And they're still cheap right now.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of mashed or whatever cauliflower, but I'm probably going to have to become a fan of a lot of things that I would normally eat.
I would think so. But,
I think mashed cauliflower is really good.
Well, cauliflower and me, you know.
Did you put bacon in it?
No, I put bacon on the meatloaf though. The meatloaf was yummy.
Anyway,
Bonnie wants to talk about Pop-Tart guns. Why do you think teachers freak out about the whole gun thing? I mean, you know, okay, besides school shooting, but like the overreaction of, you know,
a piece of paper,
a kid drawing a gun, or kid biting a Pop-Tart into a gun, or whatever.
It's just, what's so funny about it to me is, like, you know, in school for education, of course, I'm on a freaking medical sabbatical because they think that I can cure Lyme before June 1st, which is hilarious to me, but whatever. And my classmates talk about things like this, like on Google Plus, and I don't have them on Facebook, but I'm following a couple of them on Twitter and things. And they're like, oh, my God, this is terrible. These children need to be, you know, disciplined and taught that this is wrong. And I'm like, it's a fucking Pop-Tart. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're the one who needs to be disciplined and taught, right? The fucking Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
You get jelly on yourself?
Bunny is awesome.
Like, and, you know, of course, they're like, you're so negative. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm not a fucking moron is what I am. And, yeah, so I'm really popular with my classmates right now.
And yeah, they should definitely make a rule that says educators can't be retards.
I really can't. And I'm going to be a special educator, so I'm going to have to deal with most of these classmates at some point, I'm sure.
I think a lot of this is just because elementary school teachers are they have problems with kids that act weird anyway. I mean, I remember when I was in elementary school, I got in trouble in the cafeteria once for eating a cookie by breaking pieces of it off.
What?
Putting it
yeah,
in
they're,
my mouth.
They're really OCD.
Right.
Like a lot of people who become elementary school teachers, they do it because there's so much more organization in elementary teaching than there is in secondary teaching.
Right.
And forget being a college professor. If you have OCD as a college professor, that's when you work until 4 a.m. on grading papers. But elementary school, everything's laid out for you. You can download everything you need. You can buy everything you need. You don't have to do anything except show the kids what to do and have them fall in line. And there's no challenge there. And if they fall out of your conceived notion of what they're supposed to be doing, then that's when you get freakouts. And it's just,
right.
It's like, God, get a grip. Get a grip. It's okay if the kid bites into a Pop-Tart and it happens to look like a gun. He can't kill anybody with it unless he forcibly shoves it down their throat. And if he does that, you've got bigger problems than a gun-shaped Pop-Tart.
Or the, oh, my God, children can't sit still in their chairs for 4 hours straight. Therefore, they must be medicated.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't agree with that. I think that the first thing that needs to happen is respect. The second thing that needs to happen is behavior modification. And I don't mean negative behavior modification like spanking them necessarily. And last resort should be medication. Because often it's something so simple that everybody's overlooking, but nobody wants to try. It's like with my doctors, they throw medicine at me instead of looking at the base. And it's the same thing. They just want to throw pills at you so you shut up. And it makes me sick. I like how I'm like, I've changed the whole topic from...
we kind of are having a free format tonight, so it's cool. Whatever.
You answered the pie question. That's what.
Yeah,
counts.
We just really wanted to talk about pie. It's it's all good.
I answered the pie question. Ooh, bacon pie would be amazing. Ooh. Bacon and egg pie.
Ooh.
That's
like
egg pie.
Isn't that like a quiche?
A bacon crust.
Yeah.
A bacon crust with a spinach quiche. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Why does Alan even know what a quiche is?
He's from Texas.
I know what a quiche is.
Yeah, they don't have quiche in Texas. It's illegal.
No, it's not.
Didn't you Senator Cruz do something about that?
Quiche is good. Especially with bacon.
Andrew, I agree. Some kids need to be smacked, but they don't need to be smacked by teachers. They need to be, like, handled by their parents. If their parents can't handle them, then a professional needs to be brought in. It doesn't need to be between the parents and the teachers. Because I'm going to be frank with you, teachers are not professionals in that manner. So.
Nope. At all.
It can't be.
My kindergarten teacher made me sit in the closet.
mine drew a circle on a chalkboard and made me stand with my nose in it for like 4 hours.
Oh, no.
All the way through, like through lunch and everything because I couldn't sit still. And I was like, really? Really? And I went home and I told my mom about it. And my mom got mad. My dad was like, meh.
my mom got pissed about the closet thing.
Yeah, I've been made to sit in a closet before. In middle school, I was made to sit in a closet and do homework because I was being disruptive. And I was just like, what the hell? What is going on?
I can't imagine Bonnie being disruptive. Impossible.
Scribble, just dial the number directly with a 1 in front of it if you need to know.
I love Bonnie talking to the people in chat. Oh, hey, yeah, we have other callers, so let's
that's cool.
Move on. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Bonnie.
That was awesome.
Talk to you later.
All right.
All right. You got to top Bonnie, otherwise they hang up on you.
Oh, and yeah, but don't forget, we've got a special announcement coming up.
Yes. We have 29 people online right now, which is kind of like a record lately.
Yeah, it is. And but, we have people calling in. So here's the other caller from area code 901. Hello.
Hey, y'all, it's Sayer.
Hello.
It's who?
Truthsayer.
Oh, Truthsayer. Hello.
How are you? And it's funny, I don't know Bonnie. But, you know, we live in Memphis, so
you're in the same area code.
Yeah, you should get to know Bonnie. What's your favorite pie?
It's a two-part answer. Were my great-grandmother still alive? No, this is important, because were my great-grandmother still alive, it would be chocolate chess pie. But she's the only one that knew how to make it.
Oh,
which is why one of the reasons I'm not married anymore, because I actually told my ex-wife that, and it didn't end well.
Oh.
Chess pie is kind of a southern thing, just generally, yeah, isn't it? Is it kind of like a custardy thing?
Yeah, and it involves
lots of... Don't the rocks get stuck in your teeth?
No.
My grandmother made it with extra bishop.
Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I guess for some reason the audio, I think it's weird.
It's me?
Maybe it's just weird.
It was clearly.
What am I doing?
I don't know.
I'm behaving myself.
No. It's the he's talking about the, he can't hear the audio. And I'm trying, can you hear Brita when Brita talks? Say something, Brita.
Something, Brita.
Actually, that works great.
Okay.
And I can hear Jay fine. I just don't hear Alan very well.
Oh.
This weird.
You can't hear me?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Can you hear my beautiful voice?
No.
No, it's my fault.
It is weird.
That's funny. So, Truthsayer, what's your other pie that you like to eat?
There's a place called The Cupboard in Memphis. Bonnie will probably tell you all about it because it's a bunch of shit she can't eat. But they do a pecan pie there that is... has probably, you know, caused more than one heart to go. No, I originally called because I had some insight about imploding bullets and energy mass equivalents and black holes. But after hearing stories about big guys and king size beds and getting a lot of dietary advice, I just don't really think that's prudent. Talking about
inappropriate for Squirrel Report.
This is not Vicious Circle, so we do have some standards. I'm not sure what they are, but I know we have them.
Oh, but we have standards.
That's right.
Oh. I was told once you don't know where good taste ends until you cross the line.
I like that.
That's a good one. I think that's a Squirrel Report banner. Squirrel Report, because you don't know where good taste ends until you cross the line.
I like that.
I do, too.
But if you keep going, it gets better.
Fair?
I think that needs to go on the sidebar, actually.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Exactly what I was hinting at.
You don't...
Well, that's the extent of my intellect for the night. I'm going to start drinking and catch up with you guys later.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right,
the sidebar, man.
Good call. I'm totally sober. Damn it.
Damn it.
I just popped my second Narragansett tall boy.
Woohoo!
Say that for me again, Jay. You don't know where good taste is or something?
You don't know where good taste ends until you cross the line.
I think that's brilliant. We'll put that in the sidebar.
I love that.
Sorry, I have a cold. Damn it.
I like
that. Are where good taste ends. Oh. Rita, I'm not drinking either, so.
Oh, well, you know, tomorrow I'll make up for it. Probably not because I'm sick, but, you know, whatever. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, speaking of drinking, which I actually don't really do on St. Patrick's Day.
Not even green beer?
Oh, no! Oh, God, don't even get me started on that.
That's a good segue into the next topic.
What?
It is.
St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly.
I was explaining this topic to my wife, and she goes, does that make me Irish? And I'm like, you are Irish. She goes, yeah.
Wow.
Oh. So tell us about the...
you want to hear about...
How does
my
how does a real Irish person celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and what is everyone else doing wrong?
God. Well, St. Patrick's Day is, you know, the Irish Catholic religious holiday, and my mom, is she listening to the show? No. Okay. My mom makes me go to Mass on St. Patrick's Day with her, and there's like the big Irish person Mass. And, we go to church and then we have dinner and that's about it. Sometimes we go down to the downtown of the parade and, to that whole thing, but I don't like going downtown Cleveland anymore. You know, guess why?
Can't imagine.
Yeah. Cause it's really, it's changed a lot. Cleveland has changed a lot since I was a kid and I just don't feel safe downtown anymore. And I feel like, you know, when you take your concealed carry class, they tell you don't put yourself into situations where you might have to shoot somebody. And I really think that, like, you know, St. Patrick's Day with the gangs downtown Cleveland, blah, 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 all that stuff. I'm like, maybe I just shouldn't go, you know. So. Yep.
Become a lot more circumspect.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I don't really have that many magazines. So.
Single stack, too.
Ammo shortage.
And the ammo shortage.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive in all sorts of ways. So
not as cheap to kill people as it used to be.
Yeah, seriously. Basically Sunday we go to Mass, and then we hang out, and then we have the corned beef cabbage dinner. And, you know, maybe I'll have a Guinness or two, and that's about it. But, you know, it's really funny to me because I'm first-generation Irish, and so I get to see this whole, like, kind of, you know, my great-great-great-great-granny came over from Cork, and I'm so Irish, and, you know, that whole thing. It's kind of amusing to me. Jay, do you get that thing, too, like when you see Italians?
Beast of St. Anthony, yes.
Yeah, so that's
a big Italian.
I mean, I'm proud of being an American, but, you know, I'm really close. I still have, like, you know, cousins in Ireland that I can go stay at their house and you know, stuff like that. So, So, well, you are welcome at my cousin's house, too. More than welcome. They will feed you.
We're all welcome in Jay's Uncle Carmine's, you know, dumpster.
It's Shaq.
Yeah.
He'll even give us a nice Sicilian necktie.
Yeah, so, you know, the whole St. Patrick's Day thing is a little bit different for me than, you know, when I was in school... like grade school and high school, I would always get the day off. My parents would take me out of school. It didn't matter. And I remember one year that the principal or somebody tried to give my mom a hard time about it. And boy, my mom marched down to the principal's office, you know, and I think, you know, so Brita always gets St. Patrick's Day off no matter what.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
My great 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 grandfather was given some land in Ireland.
Yeah.
Oh no, weird.
That was before we were given Nova Scotia.
Nice. Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
I'm not even making that shit up. That's some clan history.
You were given the whole province?
Yeah.
And what did you do with it? Did you squander Nova Scotia?
I don't know exactly how the clan.
You lost Nova Scotia? How'd you do that?
I didn't read that deep into this.
I know what happened. Some Indians came up with some glass beads, and they're like, "Trade you these glass beads for Nova Scotia."
I don't know, but Nova Scotia does mean New Scotland.
I know. Well, there you go.
And the first governor of Nova Scotia had the same last name as me.
Well, hey, that's cool.
His name was Beard too.
Yes,
Beard.
No, his name was Elizabeth.
But what you're saying is there's a lot of sheep in Newfoundland.
I think there are, aren't there?
Them noofies.
Noofie. Newfoundland.
Not to be confused.
Oh.
Somebody just in the chat said, yeah. When Brita says Nova Scotia, she sounds like she is from Minnesota.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm doing it on purpose, actually. I don't say it that way, usually. It's Nova Scotia.
I don't think Novies say it that way.
When you say it that way, you sound like that chick from Fargo.
Oh, no.
Ooh, don't you know?
Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, Jay, while we're kind of rambling on topics, you went to a training thing.
I did.
You did last weekend. You had the big training day in the snow.
In the snow and the
That's
cold.
That's hardcore, Jay.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Right, like you train, don't you know, and stuff like that. It was interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Again, one of the biggest things I took away was that shooting and moving is really hard to get used to when you've done nothing but stand at a bench or a static firing line for the past 25 years.
Sure.
So if it's not something you do, give it a try. It kind of really messes up, you know, okay, I stand here and I do this. And it's like, no, you need to be moving, because if somebody's shooting at you, you want to be moving. You want to not be standing in one spot.
I wanted to ask you about your pictures on Facebook. I enjoyed them. Although there is a thing that I don't entirely understand. And because I don't, you know, I've never really done any training and, you know, it's the whole crouching down thing. You know, you're crouching down and you're shooting. My question is, are you moving while you're crouching?
That's part of it.
How does that feel? Does that feel less or more stable than standing on your own 2 feet? Because you seem like your body's off balance. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
There were a couple of pictures taken like mid-move, you know, like as I was sliding over, which that's part of it. But the idea is... The idea.
Well,
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
For a while. But the idea is, and now I'm actually in the office and I'm getting into the position, but you want to have your legs about the same distance apart as your shoulders, bent at the knees, and you're kind of throwing your arms out in front of you so that they're at full extension.
Okay.
And what is it you're doing in the office when you're doing this?
I'm actually in the
He's
position.
Demonstrating as he's talking.
Exactly. Even though it's not video, nobody can
see. Can't see him, but he's demonstrating.
Alan, you're not watching the webcam feed? I am.
The secret webcam.
It's a more stable position, is the theory. I didn't have anybody attempt to
feel more stable to you? Or?
It does. It does.
Yeah.
For a guy that's traditional weaver...
Okay.
You know, I always would just stand, you know, rock solid, kind of, you know, turn 45 degrees and, you know, pew, pew. If somebody were to come over and give a good shove, you would fall right over.
Mm.
But with your legs spread a little more apart and bringing your center of gravity down, it's a lot like skiing or rollerblading.
Okay.
Lower your center of gravity for extra stability. That's the...
Okay. Maybe that's where I have a very low center of gravity just naturally. So crouching to me seems like, what the hell am I doing? You know.
Yeah, when Jay crouches, he's on your level already.
Exactly. Maybe that's why it just looks weird to me, because I'm like, you know, okay. Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Did you have fun at your class, though, or is it something you'd do again?
Oh, I'd definitely do it again.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I'll second the whole moving and shooting thing, because when I started doing IBT, I've mentioned it before, when I started doing IDPA, the whole moving thing was like, holy crap. And if you've never done anything like that where you have to move and shoot and move and shoot, it's definitely worth, you know, take a class where they do it or go to an IDPA thing. And,
yeah.
You know, once you can buy ammo again.
Yeah.
yeah.
And practice that, because for one thing, when you're shooting someplace where there's like a 180 degree coverage berm or something like that, and you don't have to just stand in one lane and shoot at one target at the end of that lane, it's first off, it's a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And and second off, it's completely different. And once you do that, you'll never want to stand and shoot at paper targets again. So
yeah,
it kind of.
I'm actually looking into some IDPA matches locally.
Yeah. Good for you. Good.
Oh, going to Hobbit.
Cool.
Weird talk getting another beer.
Okay.
Oh, I'm here. I'm just being quiet.
Hey, we were going to. I think we were going to talk about the.
Gaff of the week?
Yes. In this case, it's the Biden gaff. But I think we started off saying Biden gaff of the week, but, you know, everybody makes gaff, so we just made it gaff of the week. But this one happens to be Biden.
It's a pretty good one this week. Well, you know, he's chock full of them. You know, you just let him run off at the mouth, and he'll just say something stupid invariably, you know.
Yeah, that is the problem with being extremely dumb.
Yeah. What is it that book just came? Somebody wrote a book and they referred to him as dumb as an ashtray. I was like, wow, that's awesome. Dumb as an ashtray. Excellent.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Dumb and archaic. Do they even make ashtrays anymore?
Yes.
I don't know.
Nowadays, ashtray means that, like, those standing smoker stations.
It means go outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The world is your ashtray.
Do people have those? Do smokers have those in their living room now?
I don't know. I don't know anybody that smokes in their house anymore. Even the people that smoke go outside from their house these days. Well, most
unless they're smoking crack,
right? Well, you know. Anyway, go ahead, Brita. Tell us.
I'm telling the story.
Yeah, tell the story.
Oh, Joe Biden. He was giving some sort of talk about. Women? I don't even know what the talk was about. Yeah. About violence against women and women being abused. I don't know what the situation was or anything, but he said something about, you know, there's like 8 signs of an abuser, and there's all these things that abusers will do, and they're not like your garden variety smack across the face. So
it's a domestic violence reduction initiative in Maryland.
Oh, was that okay? That's what it was. Okay, but yeah, he garden variety smack across the face.
So I want to find out, does he think that a garden variety slap in the face is okay, or?
Well, he qualified it after he said it. Yeah. He kind of what's that term you use?
Stepped on his dick.
Yeah. Crawfish or something, you say?
Oh, crawfish. Yeah.
Yeah, where they back up from it.
Yep.
But he said something about slap across the face,
which you should never do. Which is never okay ever.
Yeah.
And
Friday.
Yeah. I
unless she deserves it. No.
Honestly.
Yeah,
I saw that, and the first, and maybe it's just because I'm a massive perv, but the first thing I thought of was, unless you have a prearranged safe word.
The safe word is banana.
Then it's okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about
Joe
that.
Joe Biden. Thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, a Democrat or a liberal makes a gaffe, and there's crickets from the media.
Oh, of course. But...
Oh, my gosh.
If you're a Republican, don't you dare take a glass of water and, you know, actually drink it. Because holy crap. Hey, we got a couple of callers. Let's take those. But y'all, stay in. We're real close to making our super-duper special announcement. So
with music.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. We'll take these callers.
I love the tease.
We are a bunch of teases. This is area code 972. Hello.
Is that me?
That is you.
Hello, this is Scribbler.
Hey, Scribbler.
Scribbler! You figured out the call-in! Yay!
Yeah, it was very strange. I was calling in, and it was giving me this disconnect notice saying, we're sorry, something went wrong.
Oh, no. Blame Alan.
Weird.
That's
well, first of all,
yeah, it's all my fault.
My favorite pie has to be this little pie shop in northern Michigan that 2 weeks out of the year has black raspberry pie.
Ooh.
Yum.
It is better than anything else I have ever had in my life. It's remarkable.
It's saying something.
Wow.
That sounds excellent.
Yeah, it really is that good. But the main reason I wanted to call in is I actually have a story of these crazy teachers going nuts over guns from the other side. It must have been longer than I care to think about now. But when I was in first or second grade, my school had an art class. And, you know, it was basically just little kids come into the room and draw pictures. And we always had a free draw. And one day during free draw, I drew a gun. The teacher noticed this and was displeased. She pulled me out of the classroom, gave me a very stern talking to, and told me that, okay, I either needed to tear out that page or turn it into something else. So I turned it into this game board, and I, you know, was sitting there very cowed and ashamed of myself. And I came home that day and told my dad about it. He said, no, you draw whatever you want. I don't know whether he talked to the teacher or not, but it was always one of those things that stuck with me. And I always listen to Score Report a few weeks after the fact, just because I'm always behind. So yesterday at work, I was listening to the one about why you're not a sheep. And this story popped into my head again is the fact that my father, you know, came up to me and said, no, you draw what you want, contributes a lot to that for me.
Hmm. Cool.
I like that. Because you're given permission to... Huh.
Please tell me you draw a huge dick the next day. Just to say, Dad said it was fine.
Yeah. Hog.
Dad said I could draw whatever I wanted.
Oh. Well, that's
good. A good story.
Yep. Excellent. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Rippler.
Enjoy your pie.
Oh, and by the way,
yes.
Another quick note. If any of you are, for some unknown reason, in Mordor, as I am right now, Article 2 gun range out in Lombard actually has pretty much every flavor of ammunition you could want and 30-round Stanag magazines for $30. So.
Oh.
Which, even if you're not in the Chicago area, that might be worth looking into.
Okay, then.
Road trip.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my thought.
No, thank you.
Cool. Yeah, I'm up here.
I don't want to go back.
All right. Bye, Scribbler.
All right. Bye. Good talk.
We got. We have another caller, and we're getting close to our big announcement. So. This is hello, caller. I think it's your buddy.
My buddy?
Your buddy, the gun enthusiast.
Oh.
Oh, that would be me.
I know that dude.
It would be you.
Greetings, humans.
Twice in 1 week. Twice. Didn't you call last week?
I think.
I did call last week. I actually managed to stay awake 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Shock.
That's right. Still, my favorite pie. I got my favorite pie and my favorite pie story.
Keep it clean.
The best pie I've ever had, ever. I bought this pie. It was a boysenberry pie. And I bought it at one of those roadside stands that sells, like, apples and cider and other farm produce. Well, they also had this shack that had, like, a... propane pizza oven and this little old lady that made pies in there.
Oh, cool.
And so I bought this pie and I got it for Thanksgiving. I at a whim, I stopped there to get cider. And so I bought this pie and it was so good. It while we're sitting there having dessert, there's like six people sitting around the table, not saying a word, just noshing the hell out of this pie until it's just, like, completely gone. And then they're all demanding to go to know, where the hell did you get this pie? And then the next day, we went there in mass to buy all their pies. It was just totally awesome. So that's my pie story and my favorite pie.
That's a good story.
And it was boysenberries?
Boysenberry pie.
Mm. Cool.
Yum.
Made by a little old lady, and you can tell she like had stains on her fingers from picking the berries herself.
Wow.
Yes.
I believe the boysenberry was invented in Knott's Berry Farm in California.
I cannot understand what was just said.
That was weird. He was saying he thinks the boysenberry pie was invented at Knott's Berry Farm in California.
Not the pie, the berry itself.
Oh, the berry itself. Oh, the boysenberry.
Yeah, I believe the boysenberry is 100% an American genus of berry.
Wow. Huh.
Oh, my God, it sounds like you've got the teacher from the Peanuts cartoon on your girl report.
That's weird how some people come across the Skype fine and weird doesn't.
Yeah, that is weird.
Huh.
Yeah, it's weird, too, because it's just on the phone. Oh, like, yeah. When I was listening on the headphones, I could hear weird.
But you can hear Brita just fine, right?
Yeah, Brita's perfect.
Well, and they're coming across
say
the
same.
Say
that again.
Yep.
Brita's perfect.
Brita, you shit perfect. Sunshine.
That's yes, another sidebar for the Squirrel Report.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
And in our limited time we have left.
Oh boy.
We haven't told people what our favorite pies are.
Well, mine is the pumpkin, obviously. I'm becoming fond of rhubarb.
Oh.
In my old age.
Rhubarb pie is good.
It's
and make
good.
Like make like a true Yankee and do not mix strawberries with it.
No. I just like it straight. It's good. Weird. Okay. What's your favorite pie?
I would probably have to say, actually, I would go for the turkey pie.
What? Like a pot pie?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pot pie.
Yep.
And you gotta have the rosemary. Rosemary is a must.
Oh, of course.
How about you, Jay?
Oh, that's easy. Mom's homemade apple pie.
Ooh.
Mom G makes one mean apple pie. It's really good with a little Breyers vanilla ice cream on top. Ooh, doggy.
Yum.
It's worth the extra couple dozen laps around the neighborhood.
Wow.
Alan, how about you?
Well, pot pie is up there, but I think my favorite is a good fried meat pie.
Really?
Yeah. I like a good meat pie.
Yeah.
What do you call those things in
Texas? Does that mean the pie is fried or the meat is fried?
No, you put the meat in the pie thing and then fry it.
Oh, so it's like a hostess pie, but with meat. Right?
It's essentially an empanada made by white people.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't know, but you drive over to Louisiana and get you a meat pie, and oh my God, they're good.
Isn't there a town in Louisiana that's famous for their meat pies?
Yes, Natchitoches.
I couldn't remember the name.
Natchitoches.
You made that up. That's not a real place.
It is a real.
It is not spelled like.
It's not spelled anything like what it sounds.
How do you spell Natchitoches?
But it's in L. Hang on, let me see.
No. I'll make somebody write it in chat because that'll be make for better. Somebody who knows about this magical place. It's not spelled pierogi.
My mom makes meat pies, like Irish meat pies. They're very good.
I've read about the pea pie floaters.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
That's where you essentially get a little small meat pie and you drop it into a bowl of pea soup.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Sounds fucking awesome, doesn't it?
I would love that. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's spelled NATC. I put it in chat. NATCHITOCHES, but it's pronounced Natchitoches. You got to be a Cajun to understand that. But which is weird because it's kind of up in northwestern Louisiana. But man, they are famous for their meat pies. Yum. Well, all right.
Are we ready?
I think we're ready.
Is it time to play the music?
Yeah, let's. Hang on, let me get the audio fixed here, and we will do the.
All right, and this is your reporter Rock Rockman with a special report.
Yeah, we're professionals here.
I'm going to play every breaking news sound I have. All right. Hit it, weird.
All right. So I decided to unveil this at the Squirrel Report because where else can I announce my news to all of China? And I wanted to tell everybody that there's a weirdling on the way.
Yay! I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too.
It's going to be an awesome baby.
A baby weirdling.
Baby weirdling. I've been calling it the baby squirrel.
It is. It's a baby squirrel.
Baby squirrel.
Yep. We're gonna have to go. We're gonna have to go with a duckling theme because there is not a codfish themed baby porters.
Codfish.
Tommy just asked, "Is it going to be a duck?" No, it's not going to be a duck.
Well, it might be a duck.
It's going to be a little tiny miniature weird with a beard and everything.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We're just thrilled weird.
Yes, we are.
Thrilled. Congratulations. And
I'm pretty excited too.
Bravo, buddy.
Well, it was absolutely hard work.
I bet.
Yeah.
Labor of love.
Yeah, we even got baby pictures the other day. Unfortunately, they printed up. They didn't put them on disc, so I haven't had a chance to scan them yet. I'll probably scan them this weekend. But I will have to say that our new baby has a heartbeat.
Yay.
And is also extremely blurry.
Well, I think that clears up, you know.
I hope it clears up because I was noting that that both the grandmas to be both do not have very good eyesight. And
oh,
so that would be difficult for grandmas to change pants and stuff. Jay, you're in outer space.
Jay's gone. Oh. Well, at least he waited till the end of the...
Yeah. There. Well, wonderful news, and I'm going to be, like, hunting for little baby squirrel things.
That's right.
Oh, you want to know what's scary? Is my mom is quite the tactician, is when we gave her the news...
Uh-huh.
She first made some very, very loud noises.
Yeah, I bet.
And that very, very loud noises. It was my dad's birthday on Valentine's Day, and so we came up to go give Dad his birthday presents. And the last present was a little onesie that said "I love Grandma and Grandpa."
Cute.
And had to give it to Dad because if we'd given it to Mom, it would have been worse. We had to kind of have that, like, you know, airburst. You know, needed to get minimum safe distance. But then Mom started telling us about all the baby stuff she has been stockpiling in the attic.
Oh. She's ready.
Oh,
is this
going
to be the first grandchild?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm an only child, so this is definitely my first that I know
of. And what about Mrs. Weird? Does she have siblings?
This is her first baby too.
No, does she have siblings?
She has two half sisters. So
okay.
So my father-in-law has a few grandkids under his belt, but my mother-in-law does not.
Awesome.
She ever
good news.
Together to make
and so when is the great arrival of the weird part two?
There's some debate to it, but it is in early October.
Okay, cool.
Weird 2.0.
Weird 2.0.
The sequel.
That's right. That's right. My baby will be trained how to kill.
Awesome. He's going to be able to fashion a gun out of any household pastry.
And do autopsies.
Oh, yeah. Autopsies are fun and easy.
Small animal surgery.
Yeah. Small animal surgery. That's right. Care and feeding of rats.
I did an autopsy this morning. Though we call it a necropsy, but it's an autopsy.
So how did the little booger die?
Not sure. I think something got messed up with his urinary tract and his bladder pushed up against his intestines and he stopped eating.
Okie dokie. That would do it.
Oh, I was going to tell you, Weird. I figured out what is eating my plants on my third floor balcony.
What's eating your plants?
It's a rat.
Ooh!
Nice.
How does a rat get on the third floor balcony? That's so disturbing.
They can climb.
They can climb
like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, they can. And these are not your Norway, New York sewer rats. These are, you know, like the Texas field rats. They look like a kind of a brownish gray version of a lab rat. They're rather small.
So you're going to pop him with an air rifle, or are you just going to give him lots of pat-pats?
I'm thinking I'm going to go with the cayenne pepper in the plant pot thing.
Oh, trebuchet.
No, I'm not going to do a trebuchet. But I'm going to see if the spicy, you know, cayenne pepper can make some find something else.
But that doesn't leave you with any trophies.
I'm not really interested in a trophy.
But what about your inner big game hunter?
It's not a big game. It's just a little rat. Actually, he was kind of cute. I think I scared the crap out of him because I went up there because I've been trying to go up there, you know, kind of sneak up and look out the window to see if I could, you know, catch whatever it is. I knew it was some kind of animal. I knew it wasn't like, you know, bugs or anything.
Was he leaving rat presents behind?
No, he wasn't. But whatever it was just eating the leaves down to the stalk and leaving little bite marks on it. So I knew it was like a squirrel or something. So I go up there and I kind of. You know, scooched over by the glass door, and I flip the light on, and there's the rat is just bugging eyed at me from sitting in the pot chewing on the basil, and just like ah, you know, and I kind of opened the door, and he looked at me, and he jumped down looking like he was going to run in the door. I was like, oh shit, close the door. Hey, he turned around and ran off the other way across the and jumped across the roof and ran off the down the roof. So it was.
So the solution is you're going to drive to Louisiana and get some meat pies and put them out there.
That's right.
And if it's made by Cajuns, it will deter rats.
you got to see the video I just posted.
Oh, yeah? Oh, the squirrel catapult?
Yeah. You have to really fast forward ahead unless you want to hear Major Tom.
Oh.
Right around there. Right around the, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
right around 55 seconds.
Yep.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Not the best.
Well, it is top of yep. 10 o'clock here.
Yep.
And I'm losing my voice, but right. Congratulations, Weird. I'm
yes.
thrilled for you.
Congratulations.
If anybody in the world should, you know, procreate, it's you.
That's for sure. We need more Weird in the world.
5 years.
That's right.
In 5 years, there's going to be teachers with drinking problems.
Good.
Well. To be fair, thanks to my illustrious history in elementary school and my feeling about the whole sheep thing, not in 5 years. I'm definitely strongly considering homeschooling.
Oh, good. Excellent.
I'm not sure for how long because also on one hand. I don't like the school system. On the other hand, if this kid wants a PhD, I'm not going to be able to teach that. So at some point, they're going to need to learn to play the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Radis has a poster already.
Yeah, he does. It's a weirdling.
Oh yeah, but I want to. Yeah, Radis had the had the poster. He was like, "I know what it is. It's going to be the Cephalon report, and it's going to be 4 hours long."
Oh no!
But the hilarity was aww. It was the dad with the little boy, and the little boy's opening the box with the tentacles in it, and yeah. I'm like, "That's pretty close, actually."
It is. It's very close.
You're gonna get this kid a little cuddly Cthulhu doll, aren't you?
Yeah, he is.
Oh yeah.
I sense a theme for the nursery.
Oh no! What's that other one? I forget the name of it. What's that other elder god that they make the plushie of? Mm-hmm. That one's the one that has like the one great big eye.
Oh, shit! Yeah, I can't pronounce it. So anyway, hey, we got two people that we hadn't been able to get in on the phone yet.
Oh. Okay.
I hate to leave them hanging there, so let's take them real quick.
Well, let's go.
Hi.
And we'll take, hey, it's Gus Avocado.
Hey, Gus.
Hey, are we still on the program?
Just
yeah,
barely.
Yeah.
Is this like bonus squirrel?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, yeah, actually, I'm in a hotel in Virginia, and they have really crappy wireless, unless you want to pay $5 extra, which the government won't put. So I thought, if I can wait on the line, I can hear everything streaming in real time. So that's what's been working on. So I guess all I have to say is chocolate pie.
Awesome.
Is that too late?
Nope.
Is that like last hour stuff?
Nope.
No.
Chocolate pie is good.
Well,
chocolate pie.
I'm glad to hear that Weird is reproducing because I've been seeing a lot of people reproducing now that aren't making me feel real good about the future, and somebody's going to have to kick into my Social Security. So, weird. You make sure that's a productive little thing, okay?
I will, but
there's a whole lot of
us. I sure as hell hope Social Security gets torpedoed before this one starts paying in.
That child needs to be productive, because I'm now counting on that child, him, her, or other. So, no pressure. I know there's a lot of pressure around the house right now, but just to add a little more on, there's some guy from Wisconsin who's currently in Virginia that really, really needs that child to generate a lot of economic activity, because I'm planning on living pretty damn well when I'm old.
There you go. Thanks, Gus.
Well, that's about all I have that might be worth anything, and that was worth damn little. But great to talk to you folks. Have a good evening.
All right. Bye.
Good night.
That was a good call. That was a very good call.
Yep. And our last one. Oops. Oh, well.
Our last one is oops.
You hung up on them?
Yeah. Well, the last one kind of went away, so it was MDiv.
You're not getting MDiv.
Oh.
It was MDiv, but he went away right when I was about to click his thing. So. Oh, well. Sorry, MDiv.
This is the only episode with no MDiv.
Yeah, can we get him to call back?
I don't know.
Call back.
It doesn't feel right without MDiv.
Bad luck or something.
Well, that's right. Yeah, do it for my unborn child.
Yeah, I don't think...
do it for baby weird.
My body, my choice.
I don't think he's... Yeah. That was weird.
Oh, well.
Anyway, sorry.
He was here in spirit.
Sorry, MDiv.
You know, if anybody gets to the end of the show...
I'm here!
Oh, he is here.
Oh, yay! Good!
All right.
Yay!
Thank God. I was so worried.
I was breaking out into a cold sweat.
Oh. It was so frustrating when you're saying, there's no MDiv, and I'm like, God damn it, I'm here!
Well, I couldn't hear you.
Blame Alan.
Field boy!
By the way, Weird, super congratulations. I am so happy for you.
Well, I am happy too. Thanks a lot, man.
And, you know, if the circumstances come and you find out it's a girl, please give us an address so we can start shipping cases of 12-gauge to you.
Yeah, you'll need it.
Well, this little girl's going to know how to work a 12-gauge.
Do you know if it's an innie or an outie yet?
No, that's good. That's good. That's going to be in a few more weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
It's wicked early.
There's only one in there, right?
There is only one.
Okay.
There can be only one.
Yeah. Dixie said to me that, Dixie said, maybe it's twins. And I'm like, really? No.
No.
A friend of mine's sister had twins, and I suggested that maybe it was God's way of telling her that she was kind of a bitch.
Wow.
So I'll make it real quick, but I do have to get a plug in for my favorite pie.
Yes.
And that is a salted caramel chocolate cream pie.
Yes. Ooh. Oh my God.
Oh, I've never had one of those.
That sounds good.
It's absolutely wonderful. Now, on the sort of pie argument, my Italian grandfather made like a real Italian meat pie that was just shoved full of supersod and salami and pepperoni and, you know, a heart attack in a box.
Yum.
And he used to ship it cross-country from Connecticut to us in Oregon with every bit of postal insurance that he could find, because every single year it got to our house one day late, and he got his entire postage and the insurance back.
Nice. Well,
he worked for the post office for like 34 years, so I think he knew how to slow it down to get his insurance back.
He knew the tricks. Okay.
But wow. All right, I will talk to you guys later, and Weird, please congratulate Mrs. Weird. We're very happy for you.
I will do just that.
That's right. Tell her we're all...
But just remember that a kid's already massively in debt before, you know.
Yeah. No, Mrs. Weird deserves the congratulations, because she's the one who's dealing with, like, all the nausea and lousy sleep habits and all that. That's one of the reasons why my blog's kind of been suffering recently, because if mama ain't sleeping right, ain't nobody sleeping
right. That's
right.
That's how it works. All right. Thanks, MDiv.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. All right.
Can we play more stupid music before we go?
I don't know.
I have to go. Yeah. Ambulance just pulled up next door.
Oh, no. So
I know. I'm a little concerned. So okay. Everybody have a great week. And we'll
tell
see
Kelly
you later.
We said hi because he's driving.
He's the only ambulance driver in the world.
All right.
All right, everybody. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, humans.